In this week's parasha, we have the chet of the Meimariva, the chet of Moshe. And all Mepharshim come up with different pshatim, showing you how darkastic that sin was. Not simple to find the sin that he did, because if people have to look and find it, obviously none of them are so simple. It's hard to find the chet. The most well-known is he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Or he said to Klai Yisrael, Shimon HaMoirim. He didn't speak to them with respect. But the Sefer Ikrim, Rabbi Yosef Elboy, he says a fascinating pshat. He says the chet was that when Moshe saw Klai Yisrael were thirsty, he shouldn't have waited for the Ribbono Shel Olam to tell him to speak to the rock. On his own, he saw their tzara. He saw they were thirsty. He should have taken care of it on his own. By doing that, he could have hit the rock and brought out water, because Ritzoin Yerev Yaseh, Tzadik Goyzer, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayim. The fact that he waited, that was wrong, that was his chet, he got punished for it. Ask the Meshech Chochma, why was he expected to do it on his own? Moshe was unlike all the other Nevi'im. He never did anything without the Tziv Hashem. He never asked Ribbono Shel Olam to do anything, whether it's the Mon, the Slav, the Be'er, Kris Yamsuf. In contrast to the other Nevi'im, who did things without a Tziv Hashem, Yeshua stopped the sun, Elyor and Har HaKarmel. However, there's one time Moshe did on his own, and that is in last week's parasha, in Parashas Korach. There he did without a tzivui. He asked that the ground should open up. So we have to understand, why did he never ask and why last week he did ask? The reason he never asked is that when a regular Novi had Nevuah, they would be in a trance. They would lose all connection to this world. Anybody who saw them could see they have no koich of their own. It must be the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Moshe remained his regular self, even during Nevuah. As the Pasuk tells us, Per El Per Adavaboy. It was a conversation with Ribbono Shel Olam. So Moshe was worried. If he did anything on his own, people would think he has his own koich, he has power, he can change teva. They're going to look at him as a god. So Moshe didn't risk doing anything on his own because people could misconstrue what's happening. He wanted them to know he can't do anything without the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when in last week's parasha, they all cried out, Kola Eidu Kulam Kadoshim, everybody is holy. You're not special, Moshe. You're not better than anybody else. They accused him of immoral acts. They said the positions he gave out, he made his brother Kohen Gadol. That was just nepotism. So he didn't have to worry that people would think he had his own koiches. He had to make sure they accept him as the leader, because that's what Moshe wanted. He has to do everything he can. So he demonstrated his own and asked that the ground should open up. But now, after that rebellion was quieted down, Moshe went back to regular. So when the people needed water, he didn't ask Ribbono Shel Olam and didn't create the nation of himself without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's the Sefer Ikrim is saying was the chet. Because people, the complainers, they're going to say, when he needed it, when it was his covenant at stake in Parshas Korach, then he didn't his own. And Klai Yisrael need water, then he's not doing anything. That itself could create a Chil Hashem. He should have done it on his own. Since he had just done it for Korach on his own, he should have done it here again. Why didn't Moshe again? It was the nevus of Moshe. He didn't want anybody to think he has Korach as in his own. But because of that minor mistake, he was told, which he obviously did the Shem Shemaim, he was told, you will not bring the people into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe had the difficult decision when to act with Anivis, when to act on his own, when to take a stand. When you do with it civilly, when not. And this balance, as you see, is very difficult. Moshe acted here with Anivis, didn't ask Hashem, it was a mistake. Similarly, Shmuel said to Shaul, Haloim kotnat by Necho. You're acting with anivus, you're small in your eyes. You're Melech Yisrael, you've got to stand up. You don't have to do everything people tell you. It wasn't the time for anivus. Now, even though anivus is a hallmark of Gedolim, but there's times when you can't act with anivus. when the very first Shas was printed, the two brothers in Slavita who printed it were given the rights that no one could print besides them. And that was to encourage them to do it. They didn't have to take any risks. There wouldn't be competition. But obviously that was for a limited time. A while later, Machlokes began. Someone else claimed their patent had run out. He could print his Shas. And they went against him. There was a big Machlokes in Klai Yisrael about it among the Gedolim. Rabbi Kiva Eger paskened, like this man, that is allowed to print the Shas against the brothers. And they wrote a letter against his psak, and in it they mentioned the only reason he's saying, for their helping this man is, he had negias. He wasn't impartial at all, as that man supported his son, Rabbi Shloimeh, and he didn't want him to stop supporting him. When Rabbi Kiva Eger heard that they said that, he was very upset. He was devastated. And he said, he's not Meichel then. A little later, the Russian government imprisoned these brothers. Why? Because someone was found hanging in their printing company, and this person committed suicide, and the authorities accused the brothers of the murder. They suffered tremendously, including many years in Siberia. And when they were finally released, they went to Kvega to ask him a chila. They understood that all their suffering was because it started up with the tzaddik. It was his akpoda that caused their tzaras. But they asked him a question. Why wasn't he Meichel then? He is such an honor always. They suffered so much. Why couldn't he be Meichel? Yes, they were wrong. And he said to them, in this doir, I'm the Poisik. Shailas come to me from all over the world. And if people say, I paskin with Negias, I wanted to help my son, all my tshuvas will be put into question. People say, maybe. I said, those psokim. And now Negias. And this could create a tremendous chil Hashem, chil of the Torah, take away covered from the Torah. I can be moichel my personal covered. I can't be moichel uncovered our Torah. And even though there's many stories of what a great honor from Kvega was, but when he came to cover the Torah, he had to make a stand. And so to Moshe by the Chet of Korach, he had to take a stand as well. There are times when we cannot have that unevis. By Yigbay Liboy, but Darakei Hashem. And this is a lesson to keep in mind. Yes, there's times we have to act with unevis, but there's times we have to ignore and we have to make that stand.